For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, Andrew Pisano here. Before we get to the show, I just wanted to let you know that we had some technical difficulties on this one. Everything seemed like it was going good. We were recording, everything sounded fine. But then when I went to edit, everything was choppy. All the audio was choppy. So if I just played it for you the way we recorded, it would sound like this. And I troubleshooted this for about 5 hours. I'm going to be up super late tonight editing, and I went through everything. I almost bought a new audio board, and in the end, all it was I had to restart the computer. After I restarted the computer, everything was fine again. So, unfortunately, the audio we recorded is not good. Now, we have backup audio from the camera, but that's just one microphone far away, so unfortunately, that's all we have to use for this show. So the audio is not going to sound great this week. I apologize, but just please know that I did everything in my power to fix this, and I think we'll be fine for the next episode. So yeah, again, apologies for the bad audio quality, but I hope you still listen. Thank you.
The other day, I thought I saw the Loch Ness Monster, but it turns out I just pooped in me bathtub.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Man, this show's gonna have to start just with some very bad news.
Yeah.
I would say this is probably maybe the worst wrestling loss of my life, maybe outside of Macho Man. I was just thinking about, like, Macho Man was kind of unexpected, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was right. A car accident.
And that was bad because he's like one of my, he's like on my top 10 list, and so was this guy, you know?
Yep.
He was always so good at what he did.
Yeah.
You know, as Razor, he was amazing. NWO, he was amazing. Like, he was the NWO. Like, he was the first guy to show up, and it changed wrestling forever. Him showing up to WCW just changed everything. While Nash was still ending his contract in WWF and doing his last WrestleMania against The Undertaker, like, he was there. You know who I am. You know where I'm from. Like, they made it like, I'm still with WWE, I'm just here to kill
everybody. But you don't know why I'm here.
Yeah.
Where is the Nacho Man?
Hey, yo. We got a few of them.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
He's the only one who can do it. Like, just show up and say two words.
Right.
And everyone just eats it up.
Yeah.
So, tough loss. I think he went in for, like, hip replacement, right?
Hip replacements. Oh, sad. Suffered 3 heart attacks after, you know, he had a blood clot.
Yeah.
And I believe he had a pacemaker. I remember when ESPN did that story about him, like, 10 plus years ago.
Right.
I think that was one of the things he said that he had. But obviously he had a lot of, problems. Even back then they were like that his heart, like 10 years ago, his heart was super weak. Yeah. And like in that documentary, Kevin Nash is like, you know, I don't know how much longer his heart's going to be able to take this. And X-Pac's like, I've been waiting for his death for like the last couple years.
Yeah, man.
But then, you know, he finally got sober through the help of DDP.
Right.
And he was doing good for, you know, at least he got to enjoy, you know, some more years of his life.
Yeah.
Like, sober.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, it's just, it's really devastating. 63 years old.
Right.
But I mean, when you see him, like when he shows up to Raw or whatever, it's like he's an, you know, it's like he was an 80-year-old man.
Yeah.
Because
it's
like he doesn't move well at all, you know? And
right. I mean,
that's drugs and alcohol for you.
I think the biggest takeaway you can get from it, though, is that you're never too old to, like, to turn your life around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because if he didn't, he probably would have, you know, died sooner.
Yeah.
So Kevin Nash tweeted that he was put on life support, but then was taken off of it once his family was in place. Mm-hmm. And then he died, like, WWE announced it first. Like, as soon as Raw started, you know, that was, they put up the graphic. And before that, like, Nash and X-Pac were like, well, he's still, and this is only like an hour or two before Raw.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's like, lost life support, but he's still technically alive right
his
now.
His heart's still beating.
So he must have died, like, you know, shortly before Raw. And towards the end of the show, they played, you know, a video package that was really, really cool.
They must probably have gone together that night.
Well, yeah.
Quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are news stations that do death video packages for celebrities so that, like, when one dies, they just have it ready to go. But they're, you know, WWE's not a news station. They don't have to, like, break a story right away.
There's an SNL skit with, I think, Dana Carvey as Tom Brokaw doing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this happened towards the end of Raw, so yeah, they probably took, you know, a couple hours to make this video package. Corey Graves was very emotional while talking about him, and he struggled to, he was like, now we say goodbye to the bad guy.
Right.
And it was like, fuck. Yeah. But really nice video package, and he's one of the best ever. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy had a lot of problems in his life, obviously.
Right.
From, like, he killed a guy in his early 20s. In, like, a self-defense thing, like, it just wasn't a good start.
If you think about the greatest wrestlers of all time, they all seem to have rough lives.
I mean, especially back then.
Hogan and Flair, just all these, like, you know what I mean? It's like, man.
And now it's a lot different. Now they all just play video games. And, you know, like,
right, yeah. Yeah.
For the most part. Like,
they're all on Twitch.
Randy Orton's like, I'm the last one.
And the last one.
I am the last one.
He's like got like a mirror. It's like, come on, guys, who's doing the blow with me? They're like, oh, we're late for our Twitch stream.
I have a manager, dude. What the hell?
Right. Crazy. Yeah. Come on, me and the guys are playing Uno online.
we're streaming Uno.
We're streaming Uno, the video game.
I would say, you know, obviously watch his matches, but also watch his shoot interviews on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because they are the best. Mm-hmm. Like, he might be the best shoot interview guy, you know, that there ever has been, just because he's told so many great stories. Like, he was telling when he was leaving WWE to go to WCW, and his last contractual obligation was a house show in the Garden, in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And he said, like, even then, like, everyone knew he was leaving. Like, the fans at Madison Square Garden, like, and, like, when he was coming out, they were chanting, please don't go, please don't go.
Yeah.
But then once he jobbed to Triple H in the match, then they knew he was gone.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were chanting, you sold out, you sold out.
Oh,
and then he says he was motioning to the crowd, like, you tell him, give me the money, and I'll stay right here.
Oh.
But then he grabbed the mic, and he told Madison, the fans of Madison Square Garden, say, and then they went goodbye to the bad guy. So that was, I guess, the first time he did
that. Was the
goodbye.
That was the curtain call, right?
That was the curtain call, yeah.
Yeah.
So, RIP Scott Hall. Sad, sad stuff, but.
Definitely.
Yeah. Anyways, in not so smooth transitions, we have to give a shout out to some patrons and some fans who bought t-shirts.
I thought you were going to say, and equally depressing, we have to review SmackDown.
Well, that's true.
That too.
Yeah. But first, some uplifting news, at least for us. Alan Dick got a year subscription on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
He's not dicking around.
So thank you. Well, he can dick around.
Hey, he can dick around.
On our Patreon page now, because there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Can you, though?
Yeah, there's
so
a couple of...
all right there.
There's a couple of hottest male wrestler brackets to go through.
Damn.
That's a lot of dicks.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I think, was it 64 the last one we did? Yeah, so.
64 men.
That's a lot.
64 men came and went.
Hey,
yeah. And the last one was the hottest male wrestler of all time. Scott Hall is on that bracket.
Yes.
And
what about the greatest to never win the big one?
Yes, he's also on that one. Yeah.
He's on there, does very well.
Greatest Intercontinental Champion bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's on there as well. So check it out, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime.
Yeah, but I believe he's on the hairiest chest bracket, I believe. Did that one never air?
We never aired that one because...
we've got that one stored for a rainy day.
Because once, because we fought over whether or not to include George Animal Steel, because that's kind of like, he just wins. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's
no one's going to
beat
him.
It's the automatic winner.
But, well.
And thank you to Nicholas Ryder, who bought...
Pizza?
Bought the pizza t-shirt.
Was it the red one?
Or the black
one? I don't know,
You know, the smart color.
Shut up. ProWrestlingTees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Get your t-shirts before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
To wear at WrestleMania.
Yeah, what else are you going to wear at WrestleMania?
Yeah. Well, Eric will wear, like, WWE shirts, but the rest of us wear
WrestleMania. That's where
we
kick out. Yeah.
Well, you do have that cool WrestleMania Hamilton shirt. That you wore, I believe, on 19.
Oh, my jersey?
Yeah.
I'll probably wear that to the live show, which will be Saturday, April 2nd.
Whatever. Sure. I'm pretty sure it's
April
2nd. It's April 2nd,
yeah.
Sure. It's April 2nd.
April 2nd.
April 2nd, it's Turning Point.
Beer. In
Dallas. I believe
Dallas.
It's Fort Worth, right?
Well, it's Bedford.
Bedford.
It's in between.
Yeah. Just Google Turning Point.
Yeah.
It's on the Facebook page.
And is it 1 p.m.?
1 p.m.
1 p.m.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're going to be doing a live show, and there's actually going to be a local wrestling show that is going to be going on right after ours.
Yeah. Right.
So
one of the guys used to be in WWE.
Really?
Rodney Mack.
Who is he?
Bottom right.
Is Rodney Mack in WWE?
For a little bit, yeah.
Mm. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
So we're partnering with them, and... come watch a live podcast with us, fill out a WrestleMania scorecard for a chance to be on the show.
Yeah.
And then watch some local wrestling.
Yeah, drink some beer, buy us some beer.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah, wow.
Buy us some beer.
Please.
And also don't forget to subscribe and listen to our other podcast, Hollywood Hogwash, available anywhere podcasts are heard. We had the Batman review a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Moon Knight is coming out in a couple weeks, so that's going to be a big deal for us.
Yeah.
Sonic movie as well, but go check it out. All right, so SmackDown opens with Cowboy Brock.
He's officially Cowboy Brock now.
They should just introduce him as Cowboy Brock.
Right. It's like
Cowboy Brock.
He's on his like third kind of gimmick.
There was
next big thing, Beast Incarnate, and now Cowboy Brock.
Yeah. Well, I guess what's the Streak Killer? I don't know.
That was still Beast Incarnate.
Beast Incarnate. That's
and
true.
After WrestleMania, Brokeback. Brock.
That's right.
Yeah, because Roman will break his back.
Things are going to get interesting.
Break something.
wasn't there a failed pitch where like Vince wanted Brock to be gay, like with Kurt Angle?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, but they kind of toyed with it on the show a little bit.
Wow. Yeah.
But like it was going to be like one of them was like literally in love with the other. I think it was going to be Brock, and they were like, yeah, I don't know if that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, maybe.
Yeah. Probably not.
Was Billy and Chuck already around at that point?
I don't remember.
So I was going to say, I guess they ended up getting that gimmick.
If I played WWE 2K22, I don't. But if I did, I'm sure already there's like a Cowboy Brock you could download that a fan created. You know?
Oh, for sure.
Those fan creations are really good.
Yeah.
I would just play as Cowboy Brock.
Yeah.
Just wearing a cowboy hat that never falls off.
Correct.
Right.
You know, that's how those games work.
Yeah, somehow.
In tights.
You're hit with a suplex, hat stays on.
Right.
You tombstone Brock Lesnar,
hats
on. Yeah.
And he can no sell it because the hat took all the force of it.
Right. Remember when Shawn Michaels came out of retirement? He had that hat and he was like, what'd you think? The hat wasn't going to fall off, Shawn?
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, God! He's fucking Stone Cold.
He got mange.
I remember
he got heartbreak.
Yeah.
Right.
Jeez. It's weird. I had a dream that, I guess Scott Hall's death triggered. I had a dream that Shawn Michaels died the next day. Like we were gonna be like, oh God, Scott Hall and Shawn Michaels back to back days. How
oh,
awful.
God.
So thank God for that.
Easy.
So yeah, Brock calls out Roman Reigns for making him bleed at the Madison Square Garden house show.
Again, he hasn't been on Raw. He's the Raw champion.
Right.
He hasn't been on Raw in weeks.
Right. Doesn't exist.
And he probably won't be on Raw again.
Maybe never.
So he throws the WWE Championship out of the ring. He's like, I don't give a fuck about this. And it's like, okay. You don't care about the title that you have.
Right.
And he demands that Reigns comes out. He's like, you done screwed up, Roman. It's like, all right.
Okay, yeah.
You're not really a cowboy.
No.
You live in Canada.
Right.
Not fucking Missouri. You done screwed up, boy.
Missouri.
Or Texas, like The Undertaker would say that.
Yeah.
You done screwed up. So Paul Heyman comes out, and he says, Reigns isn't here tonight.
Surprise.
And Brock says, if what you're saying is true, then who's going to protect you, Paul? Brock hops out of the ring and runs after Heyman. Heyman waddles to the back.
Somehow out-waddles a running Brock.
Yeah. In real life, there's no chance, even with Heyman getting like a 50-foot head start.
50 yards.
So Heyman, he runs to the back. Brock destroys some security guards on the way, and that's really what Brock does best, is beating up security guards.
Yeah.
Because it always looks so brutal
right. When
he does it, because he just like shoves them into things that...
Guys,
make loud noises.
Those guys are always so eager to be like, look how hard I can take a bump.
Right.
Yeah, they're up and comers or local guys. And
right. Yeah.
Ross, are you doing anything to these guys? Did they sign the waiver?
They did?
Okay.
Oh, fuck yeah. did you pay them the $50? $50.
Did they pay us the 50? Yeah, they paid us the $50.
You mean, did we feed them? Yeah, we fed them, yeah.
Yeah.
So Heyman escapes in the car before Brock could get to him, and that's all they have on SmackDown for the Roman Brock feud.
That's it.
Yeah.
Kind of disappointing.
Right.
Yeah.
So Brock.
Well, we still got, what, 2 weeks?
It was 2 weeks. 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Three more SmackDowns.
Yeah.
Two more Raws.
Hmm.
All right, next up we have Ridge Holland and Sheamus versus The New Day.
And maybe.
In Holland and Sheamus's corner.
Oh, God.
We have a new up and coming wrestler.
Award nominee.
And his name. Is Butch!
Butch.
And in a backstage interview, Sheamus is like, some of you might know him by his other name, but we've known him for years as Butch!
What? So dumb.
I'm playing every second of this. Yeah.
You have an established star of NXT. He's been a multiple champion. He's held the belt for like 2 years, didn't he?
Yeah.
Something like
that. Yeah, the UK Championship.
Right. Like, everyone knows who he is, and he's a stab. You can say it. In our corner, our longtime friend, Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
That's it, Pete Dunne.
Who fucking cares? It Butch. Why do you have to change the name?
Butch.
Or he walks up, he looks like a child with the fucking hat. He has the Sheamus hat.
What I'm thinking is which one of the newsies inspired your outfit?
Yeah,
right. Was it Crunchy?
Was it Crunchy? No, but like, why not just say, you might know him as Pete Dunne.
Uh-huh.
But we know him as Butch.
That would still be terrible.
Sure, but at least they're acknowledging that this guy, you know, it's Pete Dunne.
Right.
The people, like, trying to defend this, like, you know, well, what's a better name than Butch? And I'm like, Pete Dunne. It doesn't matter. It, like, the name is
right.
Naming him Butch isn't the problem. It's changing his name to anything is the problem.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what they would have changed his name to. It would have been stupid because if you watch NXT, like, that's canon. Dolph Ziggler is the NXT champion! You can't tell me that NXT You can't tell me that NXT is not canon anymore.
Yeah. Right.
When you've got people going, Miz is on NXT tonight.
He is. Bringing Miz TV to NXT.
Yeah, because the ratings are terrible. I get that. But still, there's still too many fans that know Pete Dunne as Pete Dunne.
Right.
Especially the fans that go to your fucking shows.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Butch.
Or just watch.
Butch, is it the 1940s?
Yeah.
I immediately thought of Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction. Like, because he's Butch.
Yeah.
Buenas noches, Butch. But it's like, holy shit, man. Mm. And this was just bad karma from the beginning. I guess this was all because of Butch, but mid-match, Big E and Holland were fighting outside the ring. Holland goes for an overhead belly-to-belly suplex, but he drops Big E right on the top of his head.
Ouch.
Big E's neck is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Confirmed.
He did, in news, I don't know, but he did say that it was a good
neck break. Like, yeah. It wasn't the bad.
He doesn't have to have surgery.
Yeah.
It wasn't displaced. But still.
Not be at WrestleMania.
He's going to be out for a while.
Right. Because you wanted to see Big E, Kofi, and like the full New Day versus Butch, Sheamus, and Rich Holland.
Oh, was that probably where it was going?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Xavier Woods returned at a house show.
Yeah.
But why? They're not putting him on TV. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he'll be there this week.
Right, yeah, now that Big E's now that Big E's out. But they finished the match. They rushed it. Kofi went to the top rope. Butch distracted him.
Yeah.
And then Sheamus hit Kofi with the bro kick for the win. And then after the match, Butch attacked Kofi, and Sheamus and Holland were like, oh, that's enough. No, that's too much, Butch. Oh, you're crazy.
Right.
And then he did it again. They're like, oh, no, Butch. No, 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 Butch. No.
No, please, Butch.
Oh, you're so crazy, Butch. Wow. No. Sheamus, you ran over Jeff Hardy with your car!
But he's the crazy one.
And Butch, a couple punches to Kofi? Oh, that's too much. That's too much,
monster.
Butch. Jesus.
This is Butch. This is how he is.
Yeah.
Old Butch.
Old Butch.
What is it like to kill a man, Butch?
Pulp Fiction. All right, so next up, we have Drew McIntyre and the Viking Raiders versus Happy Corbin, Madcap Moss, and Jinder Mahal. What do all these people have to do with each other?
Top right.
Top right. We got it.
Correct.
Drew McIntyre, the Viking Raiders, Happy Corbin, Madcap Moss, Jinder Mahal, the Jerky.
Might as well have Shanky, yeah.
He was there. Yeah. Thankfully, though, this match never happened.
Sure.
That's a plus.
It's just put off a week.
McIntyre comes out to the ring with his big cock sword.
Uh-huh.
But then they show Corbin, Moss, Mahal, and Jinky beating up the Viking Raiders backstage. Then the four bad guys run out and attack Drew. And all four of them can't take McIntyre out.
Well, when you run at him one at a time.
Yeah.
Plus. But then they all like jumped on him in the ring, tied him in the ropes, and then he still fucking beat all of them up.
Right.
I mean, think about the four.
Oh, Shanky is 6'10"? Fucking.
I mean, no wonder they don't want Drew McIntyre fighting Roman. He'll instantly kill him.
He'll destroy him.
Yeah. No match.
So Corbin retreats and McIntyre beats up all the other jobbers. Good God. I can't believe this is a match. I think of all the matches, this is the one I want to see the least. I'd rather see Logan Paul and The Miz versus The Mysterios. You know, rather than seeing McIntyre and Corbin for the fucking 15th time.
At Mania. In a regular match for nothing.
Yeah, they gotta at least make it like a false count anywhere.
Please,
or a street
anything.
Fight. Something.
Fucking Inferno match. Who cares?
Please, set them both on fire.
Absolutely.
A sword and a pole match.
Right.
Again, McIntyre, another guy that was so over. He won the 2020 Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And we fucking lost our shit. He beat Brock Lesnar at COVID Mania. And we were like, yeah, all right. But that wasn't McIntyre's fault. But he was so over. Now he's just a fucking geek with a toy sword. So fucking lame.
Right. Yeah. Fucking LARPer.
LARPer. Next thing of things that suck, we have an in-ring promo from Ronda Rousey.
Oh boy.
And she's just not good.
Yeah.
It's not good anymore. She says, last week Charlotte Flair called me a one-trick pony that can only win with an armbar, which is like calling Mike Tyson a one-trick pony because he only wins by punching people. What? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But that's actually not clever.
No.
Whatever idiot writer thought of that,
right.
It's not clever because in boxing, the only way to win is by punching.
That's correct.
It. It's the only way to win.
We don't call every boxer a one-trick pony.
In wrestling...
Oh, you just punched again?
Yeah. In wrestling, there's so many different ways to win.
Literally, Ronda has a finisher.
Yeah.
There's so many ways to finish someone. Like, finishers. Eric, what are they?
Fatalities?
No, I just meant, like, name every finisher.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
There's hundreds of submissions.
Yeah.
You know, you can hit Piper's Pit. She could win by count-out, she could win by DQ. I mean, there's so many ways to win.
Right, snap your neck, whatever.
She could use, like, Asuka's finisher or Samoa Joe's finisher or Shayna Baszler's finisher.
Yeah,
all those different finishers.
Correct,
yeah.
All those one-trick ponies.
Or Rusev's finisher or Iron Sheik's finisher. She also says that... Yeah. She also says she's been refining the ankle lock that she learned from her first mentor in wrestling, Kurt Angle, because she wants to tap Charlotte out with it again, but at WrestleMania. Let's remember that. Okay. She wants to make her tap to the ankle lock. So, and I guess they wanted Ronda to have a more visual appealing submission move.
Right.
Because it looks better than the arm bar.
Right.
You know? Because you're standing up, I guess, but...
Sure, why not?
So Charlotte comes out and tells Ronda, I'm going to humiliate you at WrestleMania and make you tap out. And Ronda's like, oh, let's do it right now. I'll give you time to take your heels off. Come on, let's go. And Charlotte leaves, and then Ronda says at WrestleMania, I'm either going home with your arm or you're going to tap out. Right. I thought it was the ankle lock.
Right.
I thought you were
going
to do the ankle lock.
Shouldn't you be going home with her ankle?
Her foot?
Her leg?
I'm going to take off her foot.
Yes.
And mail it to the Pizzadas. Yeah. I'm going to send this joke.
You take your foot.
Excuse me? I'm going to mail it to What's Wrong With Wrestling. So yep. It could be one of their pops on their table.
You're at my attention.
That'll take up like half the pop. Charlotte's, yeah. She's got big feet.
Big feet.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, anyways, let's move on.
Sure, sure.
Next up.
Joe?
Yeah, sure.
Next up we have, the new tag team of Sasha Banks and Naomi.
Oh, yeah, that legendary tag team.
Versus the other legendary tag team of Shayna Baszler and Natalya.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got Queen Zelina and Carmella sitting ringside, but they both interfered to try to fuck with Sasha, but they both suck, so they can't.
Right, right.
And then Sasha beat Natalya with like a Codebreaker variant.
That was kind of cool.
Variant.
Yeah, she's never done that.
No. Hey, you know, new tag team, new finisher. Well, you think it'd be a double team finisher, but...
No, of course not.
Maybe, you know, Sasha could do that. The opponent falls back on the mat, and then Naomi just drops her ass on them.
Sit on her face. Is it a submission? Is
yes.
it a pin?
Yes.
Yes. But, like, if Sasha and Naomi don't win these belts, like, they just won't be a tag team, like, the next week, right?
Correct.
They'll be like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no.
Well, we tried.
Because Sasha's like, what the fuck? I'm the best wrestler. I don't have a singles match at Mania.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go. Obviously, we have to put you at Mania, so you'll be in a tag team. And then the next night, we'll just pretend that never happened.
Yeah, I think so.
Unless they win. They could win.
They
could. It doesn't really matter. Like, what feeling do you have about this match? Carmella and Vega versus Sasha and Naomi versus Ripley and Liv.
I have zero feeling.
Exactly.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter.
They're going to definitely win, right?
I don't know. They could give it to Liv and Rhea.
The women's tag belts are always random. Like, didn't the Iconics win that one year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you never know who's going to win that.
That's what I mean. It's not important. Like, it's not important to WWE. And I feel like Sasha's just like, fine, I'll be in a tag team match, but I'm not winning these belts. I'm not a tag champ. I'm not going to do that again.
The only thing I'd like to see, if they did win it,
yeah.
I'd like for Bayley to return at the next show,
yeah.
And Sasha turns on Naomi and gives the belt to Bayley.
Yeah, but Sasha goes heel again.
They've already been a team and broke up and been a team, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they've done it.
They've already kind of done. Yeah, I think it'd be more interesting if Bayley returns and she's like, fuck you, Sasha, I'll find another partner.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, as of right now, they hate each other.
Right.
The last time they interacted, they were feuding.
She could be with Shotzi, you know, new random.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. All right. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from the Usos. Jimmy says, "236 days as your SmackDown Tag Team Champions," and Jay yells, "That's almost 1 year." Lashley.
No.
120 days more.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a lot of days.
4 months.
4 months is a lot.
I'm sure you'll get there.
Right, you're like two-thirds of the way there.
I'm sure they'll get there, but
yeah, right.
You got a while. Then Jimmy says, Roman Reigns, 557 days as Universal Champion, and Jay yells, that's almost 2 years!
Mm.
But no, okay. That's 155 more days.
No. Yeah, so close.
No, well, not really, though. But
not really. Yeah.
And then the Usos say that WWE management doesn't have a tag team for them to face at WrestleMania, and they're bragging about it. I guess they don't want a payday?
No.
Ha ha! We're not gonna make any money!
Ha! We don't have to be at WrestleMania!
Oh, shit.
Damn.
So, Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs, they came back from their Toyota Tundra, whatever the fuck that was.
Sure, yeah.
The Toyota Tundra vacation.
Right.
Or was it a Tundra?
Speaking of Brock Mountain.
Yeah. They come out because they want a tag title match at Mania, and Jimmy tells Boogs, if you could beat Jay tonight, then we'll give you that match, because Because we're Adam Pearce now.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
And you're like, oh, Boogs is injured? Oh, he's 100% winning this.
Right.
Yeah, he was selling an injured leg. He had it all wrapped up, but he was faking it. Nakamura's blowjobs in the tundra cured him. And then Boogs beat Jay with the pump handle slam or the Boogs cruise, if you want to call it that.
Only if you want to call it that.
And then they yell, Nakamura and Boogs are going to WrestleMania.
They're going.
Man, it's
I don't know. They really SmackDown.
They really killed.
I think WrestleMania SmackDown.
Yeah, good, yeah.
They really killed Boogs' personality.
Yeah.
Like, now he just has a red singlet. They cut his hair. Like, he used to have his hair, like, all crazy.
Don't understand why he cut his hair. They must have been like, hey, you're going to turn on Nakamura next week, so cut your hair. And then he did it, and then he cuts, and they're like, yeah, change of plans. No, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
I already cut my hair. I don't look like a rock star anymore.
Right.
Yeah, sorry about that, bro.
Sorry about that.
Hey, next week, shave your head. They just, like, fuck with him. Yeah, shave your head. Fucking idiot. He's really gonna shave his fucking head.
Shave your mustache.
He's desperate.
He'll shave anything.
Yeah. I've seen it.
So, after the match, Jimmy smashes Boog's guitar over his back, you know, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
That's fine. Who cares? Next up, we have Sami Zayn versus Ricochet for the Intercontinental Championship.
Again?
Yeah, right, we're not sure. It is a rematch. Backstage before the match, Sammy bitched to Caleb Braxton because Johnny Knoxville publicized his phone number in a Sky message, and now he's received thousands of phone calls.
Yeah.
You can call that number.
Did you?
Yes.
What happened?
You get a Sami Zayn voicemail.
Okay.
It's like, well, like him in character, right?
No, I think they did it to try to, like, keep kayfabe alive, because it's as if it's, like, his real... Oh, now it doesn't even ring. When I called it, though, he was like, hey, this is Sami Zayn, just give me a... leave a message, I'll get back to you. It was, like, something very basic.
He wasn't like, hey, this is Rami Sabai.
No. I was expecting his voice would be like, stop calling me! You know, like...
Right.
Yeah. So, but the voice message box was full, so I couldn't...
Yeah, couldn't leave a message.
Of course,
yeah. Ask him to be on the podcast.
I mean, he's been keeping that alive on social media. Like, he's posting screenshots of people calling him.
Right.
He posted a video of, like, a little kid FaceTiming him. It's probably, like, his nephew or something.
Right.
But still, it's pretty funny.
There was a video from, like, a house show over the weekend where he's coming to the ring. And, you know, you always bring yourself on the video. And he got a call right as, like, he's about to get in the ring.
Well, if you're Austin Theory, you bring your phone to the ring, and
that's true.
He did come out before this match, and he started talking shit to Pat McAfee. He slapped the headphones off of Pat's head again, so McAfee leaps off the announce table and kicks Theory's ass as Michael Cole yells, "No, not like this, Pat! No, be professional! No! No, not like this!"
Hey, Michael, have you been to any shows ever?
Right.
And then officials run out and eventually separate them, and McAfee left Cole to call the match by himself. And Cole said, McAfee was unprofessional for attacking Theory, even though Theory attacked him first. And he's like, he might be suspended or fined. So maybe McAfee doesn't call WrestleMania, like maybe he's not on the announce team for WrestleMania.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah,
maybe.
Since he has a match, but... As for this match, Sammy goes for a suplex, but Ricochet countered in midair with a Hurricanrana. That was very nice. Later, Sammy went for the Haluva kick, but Ricochet countered with the recoil.
Uh-huh.
Code breaker. And then he hits the 630 right on Sammy's dick.
Nice.
And retains.
Yeah.
And Sammy... It's hard to tell whether that really affected him, because Sammy, like, really was holding his dick after the match. Like, he really sold it, so...
He really sold his dick.
He could have really fucking hurt his nuts.
Squash his nuts.
But again, Ricochet doesn't really do the 630 that much anymore.
No, he doesn't.
I think in an interview he said, like, it's been affecting his back or something like that, but...
Yeah.
Or his neck, so... Yeah. So, Ricochet retains, so I guess it's not an Intercontinental Championship match.
No, I really thought it was going to be, although it still can.
But then what does Ricochet do at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Triple threat?
Maybe.
Just do a ladder match. Throw a few
People are saying, like, in honor of Scott Hall.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, do a ladder match. Do, like, a Scott Hall Memorial ladder match.
Right.
And it's for the Intercontinental title every year.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
It would be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, the ladder matches that they've had at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The one Zack Ryder.
You can't even bring guys from Raw in. Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Put an NXT guy or two.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds amazing.
So backstage, Ronda and Charlotte were brawling as officials struggled to break them up. It seemed like they're trying to do what they did a few years ago with that parking lot brawl with the three of them.
But I couldn't care less about this feud.
No, it's
like,
not that good.
All the heat is actually with Becky and Belair.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're working that feud so well.
It's way better than this, that's for sure. Charlotte suplexed Ronda onto a car and then locked in a weird submission while fish-hooking Ronda's mouth, and it was very pornographic.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not that.
It was very pornographic.
Either one of them, you know, had been in that situation.
I don't know about you freaks that watch those pornos where they fish-hook the women. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, how does that turn you on?
Right.
That's just gross.
Hey, what's this, foot world?
Hey, stop going! That's not, that's
really gross.
Foot world.
I'm on a kickball team. It's just, teach me technique.
It's kickball technique.
All right, moving on to Raw. We open with Kevin Owens. Obviously, they played the Scott Hall graphic first.
Yeah.
And,
oh, sorry. It's a delay. Is this, what's this, foot world? No, it's football world. Oh, it's actually foot on my balls world.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, too real. So, Raw, okay, Kevin Owens comes out. They played fake boos, but some of the fans were booing him anyway.
Yeah.
It was like, this is the only way that Owens can get boos, is by feuding with Stone Cold.
Right.
Like, be one man.
I know.
And he starts his promo with, hey, yo.
That was good.
But this stupid crowd didn't even react to it.
Correct.
Hey, Jacksonville, the fuck is wrong with you?
Right.
Wake up, freaks.
He's like, hey, yo, and then...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, come on now. I guess you're right. Scott Hall's the only one that can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Owens yells, I'm going to WrestleMania! I use my superior Canadian intellect! And the fans chant USA, because, you know, America.
Sure, of course, yeah.
He mentions Canada, and then USA.
Yeah, fuck you, don't mention Canada!
Yeah, right.
So Owens goes with it.
Fucking other countries.
Yeah. Owens goes with it, and this was really good.
The entire world, including the USA, gets to witness the most stupendous KO show of all time as I decimate and smear old Stone Cold all over Texas, from Dallas to Austin to San Antonio to Corpus Christi and back to Laredo. Steve, I heard you loud and clear. I heard you say you were coming to WrestleMania to open up one last can of whoop-ass on me. Moi? That's not gonna be happening. The only can that's gonna be opened is a nice cold can of Canadian beer after I'm done with you. Oh yeah. And you know what? I don't even like beer, but I'm gonna make an exception on that night. Because Steve, mark my words, nobody will be saying, oh, hell yeah, when I'm done with you. In fact, everyone is going to be saying, oh, hell no, as they watch me beat the living hell out of you. And that's the bottom line, because KO said so.
Oof. Oof.
The best
That's
feud.
How you do a pro. The best
right.
feud.
The best feud. Going to WrestleMania and Stone Cold not even there.
And it's not even a match.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a match.
Call it a match. Call it what you want. Call it bullshit. Call it a payday for me.
That's right. Call it a match. Call it a payday. Call it, I didn't do my finances right last year.
Call it phoning it in. Call it hashtag Saudi money. Call it what you will. I don't give a fuck.
Can't wait till Kevin Owens is his guest on Broken Skull in like 2 months.
Right.
He's like, no. I love your
beer! Right after Mania.
Right.
Like right after Stone Cold stuns and they're like, make sure you watch the Stone Cold interview with Kevin Owens on
right.
A Peacock! Right now!
I remember when I stunned it 5 seconds ago, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
You're one of my favorites.
I gave you the stunner. I gave it to you. And then I gave you a stunner, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. Then Owens gives the cameraman a stunner, and that guy sold it very well.
He
very
did,
well.
Right? Very well. He's like, this is my time to shine.
Like, during the promo, they showed the cameraman, like, they showed a different shot showing the cameraman in the ring, and I was like, oh, that was a fuck up, because they never showed that.
They never
did. Right.
But obviously it was on purpose to set up that he's going to stun the cameraman, so that was pretty funny. So, always gold from Kevin Owens. He's got to do a few by himself, basically.
Correct, yeah. And until Stone Cold shows up. Killing it.
Yeah. Next up, we have Finn Balor versus Damian Priest. Not for the United States Championship.
What?
Right.
Did he just lose it?
Yeah.
Oh, but now he's got to earn his shot when he was the champion.
Mm-hmm. I guess. We also have Austin Theory on commentary to talk shit about Pat McAfee, which has nothing to do with Balor and Priest.
Right. Well, they knew nobody wanted to see this shit. Is this, what, third week in a row?
Something like that, yeah. Early in the match, Priest gave Balor the razor's edge on the announce table. Balor set up for the coup de grace, but then Theory jumped on the apron to distract him. Balor did his drop kick to Theory, knocking him out of his chair. And then when Balor got in the ring, Priest grabbed him and hit Reckoning for the win. So he's
Reckoning.
He's doing Reckoning again.
Right.
Did they change that because of Scott Hall's death? Like, don't do the razor's edge for a little bit?
No, it's even better then. Like, it's even better now, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But he hit the Reckoning. And then after the match, Theory gave Balor the ATL and took a selfie. And Balor's like...
Yeah.
He should have just yelled that on it, like, while laying on his back.
Right.
Same old Monday Night Raw. Take a selfie. Go ahead. Fucking ass.
By the way, and new U.S. champion.
No, not till Mania.
What? Yeah. He beat him, though, in the middle of
the Damian. Yeah, I know. We forgot to keep track of, like, who technically should be the U.S. champion right now. But hold on. Next up, we have Omos versus Commander Aziz. Wow.
This is it.
What a... WrestleMania caliber match.
Oh.
Not. This was like 30 seconds. Omos kind of gave Aziz a suplex.
You're very liberal with the word kind of.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know what that was.
Then he gave him the two-handed choke slam for the quick win.
Mm-hmm.
After the match, Omos grabbed Apollo Crews and gave him a choke slam.
Basically palmed his head.
Yeah.
And lifted him.
Right.
And they're like, Omos is still trying to figure out a road to WrestleMania. So they must be doing the Battle Royal if they're setting this up, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
But Omos, like, he's actually significantly taller than Andre the Giant was.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you look at him, and I'm like, I could kick his ass. Like, I feel I could beat him up. I mean, I know I can't, but like watching him...
He's so slow.
And he's goofy, though. Yeah. Like, when he does this, when he roars, he looks like he's smiling. He's like... Roar! It's like you need to look like evil and mad. You look happy when you're roaring.
Yeah. No happy roaring.
He looks like a doofus.
Yeah.
Like Andre the Giant. And again, Andre had like gigantism. So even though he was not as tall as Omos, his head was like four times bigger.
Yeah.
His hands were like four times bigger.
Yeah.
But it's like that's the difference about Andre the Giant and all these other guys that are technically taller than him, but they're just not as physically imposing.
Yeah.
Omos looks like a 12-year-old. It's just, it's weird. Like, he's not imposing at all. But I guess he's winning the fucking Battle Royal in a couple weeks.
He just wins it, that's it. Like, they're basically setting him up to win it, and he just wins it.
I guess.
Yeah.
Gross.
Next up, we have Liv, and then at some point, he's gotta, like, get a title shot against Roman or Brock, you know, whoever wins at Mania.
Right.
Right? I don't know. He's never lost a singles match.
I think he's the first one.
He's the first one.
He's the first title defense outside of a rematch of those two.
Yeah.
At Backlash, and then he just gets destroyed.
Maybe.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But it's also like, how do you even book that on a pay-per-view because he can't wrestle?
Yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't.
It's like Giant Gonzalez. Yeah, Roman Reigns versus Omos in the pre-show. Well, we couldn't be sure, you know, like we don't know. I don't know. Next up we have Liv Morgan versus Queen Zelina. And Carmella distracted Liv. So Rhea went after her, but Carmella jumped on Corey Graves' lap because they have a sex tape or something like that.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
They have like a sex tape on WWE's YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's not
and then,
fucking.
And then Liv hit Vega with Oblivion for the win, and Vega's upset again because Carmella didn't have her back. And
yeah. So they're obviously losing these titles.
I guess. Backstage, Seth Rollins is still upset because he isn't going to WrestleMania. And fans were chanting, Cody, Cody.
Yeah.
Then Kevin Owens walks up and he's like, I know things are tough, but tough times don't last. Tough guys do.
Yeah,
that's two Scott Hall references.
Right.
You can still get to WrestleMania. You just got to come up with something. You're the visionary. You have visions. He's like, I don't have that nickname. You. And he's like, think about all the WrestleMania moments you created. You beat Triple H. You beat Brock Lesnar. You cashed in the Money in the Bank and became WWE Champion. You lost to me, but we don't have to talk about that one. And then Rollins smiles. He seems to have an epiphany.
Yes.
And he walks away. And later, we have an in-ring promo from Seth. He comes out. He's super excited. Like, when he runs out of the room, he's, like, jumping up and down.
Yeah.
It's actually really funny. And Rollins asks Owens to come out so he can tell him his plan. And he tells KO, what if I also had a talk show? And my guest was Stone Cold Steve Austin. And KO's like, no. He's my guest.
Yeah.
I have a talk show at WrestleMania. This isn't a good plan. You have to think of something else. And Seth's like, how about we have a match tonight? And the winner gets to have Stone Cold on their talk show.
Which is the dumbest idea
absolutely
of all time.
Dumbest premise.
It's
right.
It's an interview. It's
yeah
just an interview.
Right.
The winner gets to face Stone Cold in an interview.
Mm-hmm. So Owens is like, well, no, obviously not.
Yeah.
Stone Cold already called me out. He hates me. He doesn't have, you know, he doesn't have any issues with you.
Right.
But then Sonya Deville comes out and she makes the match official.
Yeah.
Because Adam Pearce isn't there to like be like, no, that's dumb.
Right.
If he would. Yeah. So that's the main event for Raw. We'll get back to that. Next up, we have Rey and Dominik versus the Hurt Business.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
We got the Miz and Logan Paul on commentary. The Mysterios win. Miz and Paul attack them after the match, but the Mysterios beat them up. They go for the 619 on Paul, but Miz pulls him out of the ring.
Yeah.
Because you got to wait for WrestleMania
to get that double 619.
To see Logan Paul get a 619.
Yeah, 619. Right.
And then did you see Ray give them the suck it chops?
No, I didn't see that.
Multiple times.
Oh, really?
He got on the second rope and did suck it. And then he got off, and then he did suck it again. I was like, what are
wow
you doing?
Is that maybe a Razor thing? Because he was part of the clique?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Scott Hall did do that.
Yeah.
You could have just went like this.
You know what? It was very Scott Hall-ish. Because Scott, he did it the way Scott Hall would do it.
Right.
Where he would just do it, like, kind of, you know, nonchalantly, like.
Yeah.
All right, makes sense.
Like,
Fair enough, Ray. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Edge. And he's got new entrance music.
Oh, no.
I guess because he really is going all in on the heel turn.
Yeah, I guess
he doesn't
so
want fans popping for his entrance music if he's going to be a
right
heel.
Yeah, I guess.
But it starts with him saying, you think you know me? Ha ha, you never did.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not generic. It's actually like a real song. So at least it's not like just generic WWE bullshit. But it's not like, you know, it's not on this day. Certainly. Yeah, but he's going all in on his heel turn. He says, I'm better than everyone. But since I came back 2 years ago, I haven't shown that aptitude.
In trying to appease all of you, I took my eye off the prize, allowing a man like Randy Orton to tear my triceps from the bone. Allowing Seth Rollins to cost me the Universal Championship, walk into my home and piss all over my territory. Allowing the Aquaman cosplayer Roman Reigns, a man who can't lace my boots, to stack pin me at WrestleMania. And if that Edge faced AJ Styles at WrestleMania, then AJ would leave that Edge in the dust. But that Edge is dead, baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
Aquaman cosplayer, that's great.
Yeah, it is.
And then he addresses AJ saying, I will pass the verdicts around here from now on, and if you make it to WrestleMania, you will be judged.
So, okay.
It's full heel Edge now.
Full heel.
He's not going back.
Yeah.
He's not going back.
He's gonna keep moving.
Yeah. I mean, at least he's trying something new, right?
Yeah,
he's
sure.
He's not the rated R superstar.
Right, right.
He's this rated, like...
Rated PG-13.
He's like super intellect evil guy. I don't know.
He's like one of those like super smart evil geniuses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We got another Veer is coming promo. This time he's behind the cage.
Uh-huh.
And he yells, "You will face the power of the coming storm." And then he comes.
He literally comes. Yeah.
Why is he cross-eyed? Look.
Because he's coming.
Cross your eyes when you come?
I don't know. Let's find out. That's his O-face.
He's coming.
Can that be the picture for the podcast this week?
It probably should be. Oh! Jeez, like, they're really going all in with... Yeah, let's just make him
with the coming.
He posts, like, on Instagram and Twitter, like, pictures of himself in, like, really nice suits. Like he's a model or something. He took a photo of, like, him, like, sitting in a chair at IKEA.
Yeah.
And he's like... it's something about IKEA, and I tweeted, I was like, can they build you a car so you can get to Raw?
Right.
Like, why are you taking professional photos at IKEA? What's happening?
I know a guy who let me in early.
What is happening? It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Bianca Belair versus Doudrop.
All of those things.
How many times have they fought now?
38.
Disgusting.
Disgusting amount of
38 weeks. This year.
Yeah.
There haven't even been 38 weeks yet.
I know.
That's crazy. Nikki Ash is ringside because her and Doudrop are a tag team now?
Question mark.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are they going to be the fourth team added to the...
They tried to, like, invent it, too. They're like, no, these two started training the same exact day in WWE.
Yeah.
A few years ago, right?
Yeah, no, not even close.
Right. Well, if you're not chasing the title, you're a tag team.
Yeah. So we got, obviously, the KOD for the win.
Right.
Of course. After the match, Becky Lynch attacks Belair, puts her head through a chair, and pulls her braid, so she goes into the ring post. And then Becky yells, "Next week, your hair, bitch." So she's going to cut it off?
I guess.
Or try to?
She'll try to.
But that was a good, it was a good spot. It was a good spot with her pulling her hair, and then she went into the ring post.
Right. Right.
I did like that.
Yeah.
So...
you gotta try to injure her somehow to make her seem like she's not gonna win.
Yeah. Next up, we have the RK-Bro Championship Celebration. Riddle's like, "We did it, Randy. We're going to WrestleMania. Everyone's going to WrestleMania."
Right. I really wish they'd stop saying that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you?
Right.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Are they trying... is it, like, subliminal advertising? Like, if you say, "We're going to WrestleMania" over and over and over and over again, right, you're like, "Oh, I should go to WrestleMania."
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's probably it, honestly.
Yeah.
Everyone's going but me.
Clearly.
Me and Seth are the only two people not going to WrestleMania. Shit. So Orton thanks Riddle for being his tag team partner and his friend.
Yeah.
Orton even said he said he's never had a tag team partner. He was like, "Well, Edge. Forget about Edge.
Edge.
I forgot about Edge.
Edge."
And last time, Riddle threw them a party, so this time Orton returned the favor, but the balloons are dead. And they just have, like, shitty popcorn, soda, and bubble gum from the concession stand.
What concession stand is those bubble gum?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, when I go to Toyota Center, I'm like, "Ooh, let me get a beer, a hot dog, and a bubble gum."
Bubble gum, yeah. So Orton has another gift in a small bag, but before Riddle can open it, the Street Profits come out and challenge them for a tag title match at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Orton says no, but Montez Ford says, "We aren't asking you, we're telling you."
But they just asked.
Orton says, "Nobody has ever told me what to do, not The Undertaker, not even Vince McMahon, so I suggest you leave or I'll make you leave." Riddle calms Randy down and says, "We have to face someone at WrestleMania."
Do you know?
And they did beat us. So Riddle convinces Orton and they accept the match. Ford says, "Maybe next time we'll show you how to throw a party that's not so ass." And Riddle gets offended by that and he doesn't want to wait until WrestleMania. So we have Riddle versus Ford.
Right. If, if they weren't going to have Riddle and Orton fight each other and they didn't put the tag titles back on,
yeah,
I think it would have been entertaining to have them be the hosts of WrestleMania.
Sure, we don't, yeah. Because we don't need three tag team matches.
No. Three triple threat tag team matches, apparently.
Right, yeah, they'll probably become fatal four ways.
Sure.
Yeah. Again, there was a WrestleMania, I think the one...
35.
The one in New York.
Yeah.
All three tag team matches were fatal four ways.
Correct.
Wow.
So, wow.
It'll probably happen again.
And all teams retained.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. No.
I think all new.
All new.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Ah, who cares? So this match was pretty good until the end. They had some nice high spots. Riddle hit an RKO, but then Otis ran out and attacked Orton. Gable attacked Angelo Dawkins. Then Otis grabbed Riddle and slammed him into the barricade for the DQ. Otis and Gable did a clothesline suplex combo to Dawkins, and then Otis gave four to Vader Bomb, and Gable followed up with a moonsault that he didn't get all of it, but Alpha Academy stands tall. Yeah. Again, I don't know why they put the titles on RK-Bro before WrestleMania.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're doing this now, right?
Unless the breakup is the only thing that would make sense is if the breakup happens at Mania.
Like, yeah. They lose the titles and Orton RKO's Riddle.
Yeah.
And then they fight at WrestleMania. Backlash!
But it's gotta be Riddle on Orton at this point. It's gotta be. Well, it's gotta be.
You think so.
Do you turn Riddle a heel, he'll be great. He'll be great.
Yeah, but we're talking about like what actually will happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Next up we have Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. And they put up a graphic of Stone Cold's beer. And Owens was yelling, "Why are we promoting this trash? I'm going to put out my own brand of milk." And then they played highlights of how this match came about. And a fan video showed Owens yelling, like, "Why are we showing this? It just happened."
Yeah.
So it was pretty good. It's great. As for the match, Seth went for a roll-up early on, and then Owens went for a stunner, but neither hit. In the end, Rollins pushed Owens into the turnbuckle, and the ref had to dive out of the ring to get out of the way. Seth goes for a roll-up, but it was a delayed count because the ref had to get back in the ring, and Owens kicked out. Seth yelled at the ref, goes for the curb stomp, but Owens moves and hits a stunner for the win.
Stunner!
Seth Rollins is still not going to WrestleMania.
Oh, no.
Until Cody Rhodes shows up next week.
They're going to have him do the John Cena Undertaker thing.
Are they? That lasted months.
So what did Corey say at the very end? Did you hear what Corey said?
Oh, yeah. His WrestleMania hopes were dashed, right? Yeah. Something like that.
Dashed, and his dreams have now turned into a nightmare.
Right.
Yeah. He's showing off the air.
Right. So.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's pretty obvious at this point.
Right.
You would think they would have announced it by now, but maybe he still hasn't signed.
You still think that could be one surprise for WrestleMania? No?
Well, what if Seth Rollins comes out, demands a match, and
sure.
Then Cody comes out 100%. And squashes him in 30 seconds?
Sure.
Sure.
Right.
I would hate that.
Yeah.
I would hate that. Like, Cody's, and Seth Rollins is a heel, so Cody's gonna return as a babyface? Fuck.
No, so don't boo Cody instantly. Because,
no,
especially if he's acting like a face.
They'll cheer the surprise.
Yeah.
But then, like, 2 weeks later, they'll boo his ass again if he cuts the same AEW promos.
Right.
So, who knows? But, on to awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had quote-unquote Butch. Who are you?
Yeah, it's got, of course, Butch.
Or
Butch.
Crutchy.
Sweep it.
Butch Crutchy.
Crutchy.
Tiny Tim.
Okay,
yeah.
Tiny Tim.
Best dressed?
I had Becky.
Yeah, what? She has a gold
like,
thing.
I don't know.
Yeah. All in gold?
Oh,
she's covered up.
I liked it.
I had
like
Sasha Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sasha Banks again.
Okay.
Yeah. Worst acting?
Carmella.
I had Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, I had Ronda. Carmella, like, trying to fuck Corey mid-match, or during that.
That was bad.
If she would have done it, that would have been best acting.
It would have been, but she did.
Best move,
best
moment.
Is not getting you best acting.
Best comment would have been,
Best point.
What would have been?
Okay.
You know, like, yeah.
Oh, okay. Instead of, it was, oi.
Yeah. Best acting?
Come on.
Kevin Owens' award goes to?
Kevin Owens.
I had Seth Rollins.
You did?
Yeah, I was very entertained. He made me laugh a lot more.
Right. Well,
like,
how amazing though that, you know, someone filmed Owens doing the right. thing. Like, we just saw this.
He made Rollins really made me laugh when he came out all excited.
Yeah.
Like, worst comment?
You might know him by another name, but we call him Butch.
Yeah.
Michael Cole saying, not like this. Oh, come on, Pat.
Yeah, it's still got to be Butch. Butch is going to win a lot of awards.
Butch.
Best comment?
And that's the bottom line, because KO said so.
That's good. I like the Aquaman line from Edge.
Okay.
Me too. Aquaman, cosplayer, yeah. Worst match.
Liv, Zelina.
Oh, I had Doudrop Belair.
Okay.
I had Rich Holland and Sheamus for versus The New Day because of Big E's and Nack.
Yeah.
Slow-mo.
Aziz almost.
Uh-huh. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Best Ooh. Match.
Owen Seth.
Yeah. Worst move, Big E breaking his neck.
Yeah. The neck buster suplex.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Best move?
The Becky Bianchi. Bianca chair spot.
That's my pet name. That's the pet name I have for Bianca when we're together.
Oh, Bianchi.
Okay. Yeah, I had that. The pulling your hair into the ring post.
Yeah.
Worst moment or segment?
Either of the Charlotte Ronda.
Well, I was going to say Big E breaking his neck.
Well,
that's not great.
Big E breaking his neck.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
Yeah, okay.
Best moment?
Razor tribute?
Yeah.
And I'll include all the Owens Razor things in those.
Yeah. Razor tribute.
Fair enough. Sweep it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, breaking news. On his Grilling JR podcast, Jim Ross said he spoke to Steve Austin about WrestleMania and said, at the time we talked, he didn't sound overwhelmingly enthusiastic about it. So yeah, fuck WrestleMania. Watch AEW. I told Stone Cold, I said, why don't you come to AEW? You could be your real name, Steve Williams, again.
I'm sure you love that.
You know? You could be the manager of the Varsity Blondes. It'll be great. Come on down.
Freak.
Come on down, you freak. I know you're a freak. But I mean, I believe him. I can't imagine, you know, it's just Stone Cold's like, yeah, I'm just gonna, I mean, I'm sure it'll be a good segment, but.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, I have a little bit of trivia here.
Oh.
For news.
Fuck you, Joe.
What do The Undertaker, Vader, and Queen Charmel have in common?
Oh, God. Well, they're all.
They're all in this year's Hall of Fame class.
Right.
Charmel.
The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Vader. And Queen Charmel.
I guess Stacy Keibler, Mickey James. You know.
None of them are in? Stacy Keibler's not?
No.
What?
No.
Stacy Keibler inducted Tori a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I remember that.
She's not in.
Tori's in, but Stacy's not.
I mean, hell, you could put Sasha Banks in at this point.
Queen Charmel.
Yeah, Mickey James? Hello.
And who's inducting her? Booker T. They've already said that. So basically, they're putting Booker T in again.
Well, no, why?
What is this?
She was around for a while, like 6 months?
Yeah,
it couldn't have been longer than that.
Yeah, it was not that
long. Was she a Metro girl?
Who cares?
Oh, was she?
Isn't that bad? I don't know.
No, didn't they, like, meet? I thought they met through this.
I don't know.
But yeah, that's terrible. Is there no one else?
Yeah, right.
Is there no one else? Also, this is a. Pretty awesome. Tony Storm has an OnlyFans now, so.
Yeah, and she teased one of the pictures.
Yes.
Hi.
It's pretty nice.
Wow, 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 wow.
Was that involving her focus?
No, it was moves.
Huh. Yeah.
Again, I'm not sure if it'll be nudity or anything
it won't.
Like that, but.
It won't.
But she's got OnlyFans. It's $19.99 if you want to
wow.
purchase it and send us the pics.
Yeah.
Any other news?
Yes, I had one little small piece of news.
She was a Nitro girl. Good job.
Fightful talked to Bron Breakker, and he was basically saying, like, I got to meet and talk with a ton of superstars that gave me all kinds of tips and helps, things that they wanted to extend to me to help me be successful. What do you think was the number one thing they said to him?
Oh, I heard this. Yeah. I heard this.
Let's put a smile on.
Yeah, they're like, you gotta smile more. You should smile more. You should be a big, grinning idiot.
Vince told me I ought to smile more.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that was
yeah.
terrible.
Yeah, so hopefully, he doesn't take that advice to heart, because please stop fucking smiling.
Yeah.
Everyone.
All right, rumor time.
Yeah.
Rumors! Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
The Wrestling Observer says that Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins is still listed internally for WrestleMania, but it's not a lock.
Gotta be a lock. Hear that, Joe?
It's gotta be a lock.
Well, wouldn't they be announced?
Is that it? A joke? Is that a lock of the century?
It's a lock of the century.
Wouldn't they have announced it already, though?
No, they gotta slow play something, I think.
Yeah.
I think they're doing it right.
Oh, right. It's all about selling tickets. And ticket sales are down. You would think as soon as they lock.
Cody Rhodes is gonna make you go buy a ticket to WrestleMania?
Well,
no.
I still don't think
it's AEW right. Marks? Yeah, AW Mark, sure.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, not the Marky Marks.
The Marky Marks.
Mm.
The Mark Hamill disc. So
Mark is on it.
Yeah.
Also, Dave Meltzer says WWE wants to induct the Steiner brothers, but it depends on whether Scott Steiner will do it. If he refuses, they'll just induct Rick.
Okay.
Because Scott still hates everyone in WWE. He's very vocal about that.
Right. Yeah.
And then Pfeiffer reports that WWE filmed some vignettes for the return of Elias, but that doesn't really mean anything until firm plans are set.
Right.
I mean, just look
I'm sure they filmed these like a year ago.
Just look at Veer.
Right.
Just look at Veer.
Kavalon, he's been coming.
Right. Yes. Any other rumors?
No rumors.
All right. Trivia time.
Yeah, there was also, I had that for rumors too. There was also a name change that was pitched. They haven't really heard any details by Fightful. That Vince was mad they looked too much like Randy Savage. Like, he doesn't look that much like Randy Savage.
Yeah.
We don't have to, like, go out of our way. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, if he comes out, I'm not going to be like, is that Randy Savage back from the dead?
Well, people were already calling him Randy Savage the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
Did the fucking elbow drop. That was his finisher.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Trivia time. What was the first ever Dave Meltzer 5-star match in WrestleMania history?
Macho and what's his name?
No, that's incorrect.
Macho and
Steamboat?
Steamboat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's right.
Before that? Can't be.
Was after that. I'm not sure if he had a rating before that.
No, he did.
He did?
Yeah.
Who was his earliest rating? Like, I guess
he's rated all the manias.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been doing it a while, since the 70s. He gave, like, Hogan Andre, like, -4 stars or something like that.
Oh, what a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I like him.
You know, it kind of relates to some topics. The topic.
Razor and Shawn?
Correct.
Yeah.
Ladder match.
Okay.
Yeah, good work.
Took 10 WrestleManias.
Right. We get 5.
Yeah.
It's because they never did one in the Tokyo Dome.
True. Right. Should have. All right, fan questions. Bobby DeMarc, Soydim, y'all ready for WrestleMania, SmackDown, Raw, and NXT all 5 nights?
No.
That's true. It's 5 nights in a row.
Huh?
SmackDown, what? Mania, Raw, NXT.
Oh, shit.
All back to back.
Well,
back to back.
Well, I'm sure NXT will go back to Flow Rida.
Maybe.
Flow Rida? No, but I'm saying it'll be Tuesday.
And Standard delivers the midday on Saturday?
Yeah. We're competing with them.
That's funny.
Yeah. We're their competition.
What tiny arena is that in?
I'm not sure.
Something that holds like 5,000 people.
Like Dallas High School Stadium.
Yeah.
Gym Stadium.
Right.
It's like a WrestleMania weekend event. It's going to be a stadium.
I think they sold like, it's like in a place that holds 5,000. They sold like 3,000 like kind of right away. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Justin Stewart, would you guys rather be a terrible heel or a terrible face?
Whoa.
I would say heel, because at least people are going to hate you. They're supposed to.
I'd rather be a terrible face, because then you know what to do as a heel.
No.
Basically the opposite of what you're doing as a face.
But you might be stuck as a terrible face like Cody Rhodes.
No, that's true.
199 Big T, Push Fire Barry Video Game Edition, Final Fantasy series, Metal Gear series, Uncharted series. There's only one right answer.
This is a wrestling question?
Yeah. So I've never really played Uncharted. I played a couple Final Fantasies, but really it's all about Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
I've played a bunch of Metal Gears, but like as a series, I guess Metal Gear, push Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII is like my favorite game ever, but I really haven't played the other ones.
Very Final Fantasy and Fire Uncharted.
Yeah, fuck Uncharted. DeMarcus Moreland, what star outside of WWE do you think Vince could actually book better? No one. It's Vince.
Yeah.
He can't book anyone good.
Correct.
So, I don't know. V1 Wilson, favorite Razor Ramon moment other than the ladder match?
Oh.
Razor Ramon. So it can't be Scott Hall.
Fair enough.
Can't be WCW.
I think when he got pinned by 123 Kid, and then like kind of turned face after that.
Yeah.
That was kind of like fun watching that transition.
Right. And that was like on the first Raw, right?
Was the first ever Raw.
Where he had like the open challenge or whatever.
And then 123 came out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What always got me is when you just throw the toothpick in the camera.
Yeah.
In his entrance. I loved that so much. Yep. Bradley Gentry, unpopular opinion, on board with this version of Edge. Nothing new, nothing interesting. Can you honestly say that you look forward to his promo every week? It's the same thing every week.
Well, it's only happened 2 weeks.
It's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not tired of it yet. Better than 90% of the show.
Right, yeah. Jason Dearham, I think we've all seen enough CSI to know that the actual original purpose of the blacklight Edge now uses for his promos was to find out if Veer has come yet.
Yeah. Oh.
Imagine Sonny coming out to the ring in that lighting.
Oh, my God. It's a walking Jackson Pollock.
Ian McAllister, update on boy names. We both like the name Wyatt. Somehow all of our names are WWE related. What do you guys think? Yeah, Wyatt's cool. Wyatt's cool too.
It's a great name.
Wyatt or Finn, sure.
Finn.
Dylan, that was one they said last
week. You could go with Randy.
Edge.
Roman.
Yeah. Edge. Just don't go with Randy.
Yeah.
Go with Randy.
Right.
Macho Man?
Macho.
Macho Man.
If you're gonna do WWE, I mean, come on now.
Hulk Pizzano.
Yeah. Stone Cold.
Hollywood, Hulk, Hogan. What was the
McAllister.
Last
one? McAllister.
There you go. Dylan, will you guys try WWE 2K22 at some point? We'd love to watch you guys play or play one of the old SmackDown versus Raw games against each other. Will you buy it for us, Dylan?
Yeah, if you buy it, we'll play it. We'll make a Patreon episode.
Yeah, we'll do that. That's true. We can technically do
that. Like a Rumble?
Yeah. We do have a TV in here now.
Yeah.
Have to somehow hook up the PlayStation to this hanging television.
Just get like a TV tray to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luis Vasquez, wrestling fucking sucks.
Hey.
Yeah, that's right. I'm more curious on what you guys drive and how much it took to fill it up. I personally drive a Toyota Corolla hatchback, and it took $47 to fill it up here in Dallas, Texas.
$47? That sounds amazing.
That's true. Our WrestleMania, like, travel expenses just doubled because of the fucking gas prices.
I know.
God damn it.
It's $100 to fill up my car right now.
Wow.
I
have not filled up my car since gas prices have spiked.
Yeah.
I put like $20 in every time.
Yeah. I filled up the other day. I drove a Nissan, and it was like 36. But you have a good car mileage car.
I do. How many gallons?
Like 11, maybe 12.
All right.
Joey's loving his hybrid right now.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, it should have been like 44. Like, gas is like over $4 now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm lucky. My commute to work is about 10 minutes.
Oh, fuck you.
My commute here is like 45 each way.
45. Yeah, look. You should have moved over here. You know, you just bought a new house. Should have bought one over here.
Yeah.
There's plenty of houses for sale.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Savage, how long until Cody Chance turned into indifference once he speaks into the microphone?
Yeah.
Probably the first time he speaks in his microphone.
Right. Words.
Alan Dick, if you could only watch one day of this year's Mania, which day? I mean, the first has Stone Cold and Kevin Owens.
And Edge and AJ, I think.
Is Edge and AJ day one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, what do we even need to watch day two for then?
Right, yeah.
Mike Dawes, WWE main roster only, who would you cast as Batman? Someone asked this on Hogwash.
Mm.
He says, I would go with Seth just so I could hear, I'm vengeance, all right?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Who's got, like, a really nice jaw? Mm. You know, because Batman's got a nice jaw.
John Cena.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he's not there anymore.
Boogs.
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 Boogs. We are back, man!
Yeah, right.
And I came to rock! I don't know. I think I'll say Randy Orton. Randy Orton. He's got a nice jaw.
Yeah.
He can be bad.
Maybe Riddle.
Riddle.
Blunt Man.
He's... Oh, we figured out who it is. He's not wearing any shoes.
I'm here to fight crime.
Wow, what happened to your feet?
I'm here to fight crime with Randy.
Randy.
I mean, he would Robin.
Be Robin. He would be Robin, yeah. Pop Culture Junkie, each of you must pick one for yourself and assign the other two for each of your co-hosts to attempt. Which bump would you rather risk taking?
Got it.
Brock's WrestleMania Shooting Star Press.
You'd have to take it or do it?
You'd have to attempt it.
Okay.
King of the Ring 2001, being thrown through the glass walls by Kurt Angle. Mm. Taking both bumps, Mankind took off and threw the Hell in a Cell.
Oh, man.
Fuck. Eric, those are all fucking...
Eric, you do those.
Thank you. Yeah. Kurt, all of these you risk being paralyzed.
Right, especially because the King of the Ring one, like it was supposed to be fake glass and it wasn't, so that's why it took him two attempts each
Andrew,
time.
You're going to have to do the Shooting Star. I think you have more flip capabilities than we do.
You got more flippity do.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I can do it.
So you're taking the...
No, none of us can do it.
Well, I mean, don't doubt me.
The King of the Ring side?
I think so.
Okay.
It may be my athletic prime I could pull off a Shooting Star press.
Sure.
Anyone can be thrown off a Hell in a Cell.
Correct.
You just might not live through it.
Well...
Yeah, that's tough, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't like to wish violence.
I do all of them for $1 million, though. D-Log, D-Log, what was the moment you realized that Vince McMahon officially lost his damn mind when it comes to the booking? Probably the gobbledygooker.
What was
in the early 90s?
What was the day we started this fight?
Yeah, right? Probably the day before that. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it all goes back to Batista winning the 2014 Royal
Rumble. Oh, what a fuck up.
Really all goes back to that. Roll up Carnosaur. So I wondered, is there a WWE employee that's only job is to put together death packages prematurely? So when someone passes away, Vince calls this guy's back phone and says, no problem, boss, give me 5 minutes to enter the dates.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Maybe. Matt Damon. Push Right Barry, the blank tag teams made up of singles competitors. The blank tag teams made up of singles competitors? Brothers of Destruction, Mega Powers, Rock and Sock.
Oh, so put random people in all of these tag team names. Like if you were just going to add two random singles competitors.
Really?
Yeah. But that's kind of what they all were already.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I mean, I've always... Rock and Sock were my favorite.
Oh, no, it's just a push by a fair... Can't talk today. Push, Barry, Fire of these three.
But why did he put the blank tag teams?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought maybe invent your own with two random wrestlers. Like if Flair was with Val Venus, the Rick and Dick connection.
Rick and Dick. Just push Barry. I mean, I would push Rock and Sock. I love them.
Great.
The Wilcock.
I didn't come alone.
Barry, the Brothers of Destruction, Fire the Mighty Powers.
Yes. Yeah, that works.
Oof.
Oof. Carlos Ramirez, WrestleMania 2000 deserves a recap. Ugh. The worst WrestleMania ever.
That hardcore match where, like,
I'm surprised
unlimited pins for 15 minutes.
We probably should. That would be probably fun to fucking do.
Yeah.
It's going to be so bad.
Maybe this month.
Yeah. S-Thor in honor of Stone Cold Day. Can he sing a little bit of the What's Wrong With Wrestling theme? I mean...
What's wrong with wrestling? Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always right, don't you dare have a different opinion.
Or.
What?
Keep
the rest of it?
No.
Sounds like me. And kind of looks like Kevin Owens from a stunt.
Yeah, that's the part you need to cover.
Amir, should they name the best moment of an orgasm, vergasm after
Viergasm?
Beer?
Yeah,
it's a vergasm.
Yeah, that's funny. Beergasm.
Look, we all fucking, you know, it happens to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mario Rizzo, do we ever see Ridge Holland again? Yes, on SmackDown on a Friday.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Don't give a shit. Not going anywhere. Zaheem Rahman, not wrestling related, but what do y'all do for your day jobs? Well, we've had this question before.
Anytime. Once a year.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
So
go back and find it. That's
I'm now in real estate.
Fun for you.
If you're in the Houston area.
I'm back in radio.
Yeah. I'm same old Monday.
Same old
Monday night Friday. Friday.
Yeah, right, basically. Kevin Key, rumors. How do you book a Cody return and Mania match? You don't. So.
Yeah.
All right, that's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Listen to the other podcast, Hollywood Hogwash. And in a couple weeks,
come to our live show.
Come to our live show at Turning Point Beer.
Yes.
In Dallas.
Yeah.
It's only like 10 minutes from AT&T Stadium.
Right.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. 1 p.m. on Saturday, April 2nd.
I'll be there. Drinking.
Yes.
Heavily.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Nice.
And, yeah, we're also going to be doing our WrestleMania scorecards.
Yeah.
I have to defend my belt.
Uh-huh.
Going into Mania as champ.
And I've got to win that belt so I can be slamming two belts.
Mm. Oh, that's right. You have the other one.
I do. I have the AEW.
You Brock Lesnar in the AEW
that's
belt.
That's fucking right.
You piece of you fucking hypocrite.
Wow. I know. Wow. Give me my money.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.